This Fab FM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mosman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mosman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Good morning.
What's happening in the COVID scene today for Nine News Far North?
Yeah, absolutely. So overnight, we've seen 6 new cases of COVID-19 in Queensland as a whole. That raises the state's total to 1,024. Now, there have been no new cases in Central Queensland overnight. However, what the Chief Health Officer Jeanette Young has come out and said is that there's been an additional 3 lab workers who have tested positive to COVID-19 from last week and have since recovered. Now, how we know this is there's a new test that's come out as of yesterday. It's a serology lab test. And what it does is it tests people who have had it and have recovered. And so basically there was a pathology worker who tested positive that we knew about, and no one knew where they had got that from. And what's now been confirmed is it was actually from the lab itself.
From the lab itself?
Yeah, absolutely. So now what the Chief Health Officer is encouraging locals to do is to, if you're showing signs of flu-like symptoms, to go to your local GP or fever clinic, and that way you can get tested. They are currently screening all people that work at the hospital, all hospital staff, just to ensure that no one else has it. But at the moment, it's a pretty low risk, but we do know that there is community transmission in Cairns, so it's best to be tested. We've got the 3rd drive-through fever clinic that has been opened at the Edmund Community Health Centre. So that's just another opportunity where you can go and get tested. And yeah, that's basically everything that's happened. There's no need to worry. These people obviously have recovered. It's just that, you know, if you are showing symptoms, it's best to be safe than sorry.
Yes, and that testing, of course, is down in Cairns, isn't it?
That's right.
Dana, what else is happening on Nine News Far North tonight?
So Virgin Australia has announced that it has gone into voluntary administration after coronavirus restrictions basically crippled its cash flow. So it came after the federal government refused to pay $1.4 billion in financial aid. Now, we'll go into more details about what that means for the region tonight. Obviously, the aviation industry is a huge part of Far North Queensland. We've got a huge tourism industry up here. So it's bound to have some effects here. And so we're talking to some leaders tonight about what that means for the region.
Yes, and Dana, it's interesting because Virgin now sort of doing a crash landing, so to speak, financially. And a lot of people have said, well, you know, they are owned by all of these big airlines, Etihad and Singapore Airlines and what have you. But what people fail to realise that if it's owned by, an airline is owned by other airlines, they're also suffering as well. So they're a bit cash strapped at this stage as well. So not good for Virgin. It's going to be very interesting. Chapter 2, the next chapter in the life of Virgin or whatever takes its place.
Absolutely. And then we've also just got a nice story. So a Mareeba woman didn't realise that she was pregnant. And she was popped in the shower. She started to feel some pains in her stomach, and then 10 minutes later gave birth to a baby boy on her shower floor. So that's a bit of an interesting one. They're calling him the miracle baby because she claimed she had no idea that she was pregnant. So we're catching up with her tonight, and you can see all of that on Nine News.
At 6 o'clock.
That's right.
Thank you, Dana, very much.
No worries. Thank you.